My hours were from 5 in the morning till 10 at night, and I was on the go the whole time with cleaning and sweeping, dusting, polishing. They kept you on the go the whole time, except for eating your meals. But we only had half an hour for a lunch, just to have a cup of coffee and a biscuit and go to the toilet. That was half an hour. And lunchtime we had 1 hour. Then we had to, in the meantime, eat our food. That was first and second course, which was good for me because we never had that at my home. There's more food than we have because I was one of 10 children, so we were doled out. And then we had to, in that hour, had to go up, wash and change into our afternoon clothes. We were in blue dresses in the morning with big white aprons like a nurse wears, celluloid collars and cuffs. But in the afternoon, we had to go and change into black. And that was the black dress, and then you had a little fancy apron, but still the celluloid collars and cuffs and still black shoes and that. And we were allocated a hat that was all three tiers of fluted material that we had to tie on with a black velvet band to tie on their heads. In the morning we had what they called a Dorcas cap, and that was like a mob cap with just a cuff on it.
Oh yes.
And we mustn't show any hair. It all had to be poked up underneath. You mustn't show hair.
Right.
Now my hair only came to my shoulders then. Well, at any rate, the matron got hold of it, got it back, wound some raffia around it and poked it up under my hat. Yes, because she said, you mustn't show any hair. And I thought, oh dear, how am I going to keep this on? But I did.